This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
The women of all my children will make your day.
Fantastic!
Erica makes your day every day on all my children.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at tmospodcast.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Welcome
to our show.
And we're going to start up and do it right.
It's got to be funky.
So look what I found.
There's plenty for everyone.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara,
Mike!
Josh Schroeder,
Josh!
And Rob Spiewak.
Oh, Rob.
It's only the beginning.
And now, here's Mike.
Hey, everybody. All right, we have found, finally, we have found the transition from the modern fun of our intro music to the tedious, laboring audio board that plays sounds. It is Rob's toy that he bought at King's Dominion, which punctuates the segue. I don't have to wait for click, breathe, buttons being put. It's perfect because that just that popping sound, it covers everything. It covers it. Can we hear it again one more time, please? There. Oh, louder, please.
Well, it's okay. Hold on a second. What's that, John?
I thought you were going to run that thing into the ground before the show even started.
No.
A third press.
But we go there. So every
day. It's a good sound. And you know what? I wanted originally to do it live, but a little reverb. You were right. It just needed a little sweetness.
And now every day, whatever music we have, it motivates me to go create some more intro music for the show. And when you do that transition from the new to the old, you will hear this. I love it.
It was worth the $16, wasn't it?
It was worth 100%.
Yeah,
worth the $16.
I got that and a candy apple, so I mean, it was a big purchase.
Was my $59 purchase? By the way, we will get to the other purchase of the ridiculously inexpensive watch, but was my, and I wrote this down as the unnecessary purchase of the day.
Yes.
Was that worth $59? And that's what we start with.
You know, $59 is a funny amount because if it's much less than $59, you can almost just sort of do it. You know, $50 is, I mean, it's a lot
it's
of money.
It's a cutoff point where you're like, you've really spent money.
Yeah. Like, I mean, $50.
Be worthwhile.
Like if you're buying steaks at a box store. $50 or under, get those
or
steaks.
Or from Omaha Steaks, a fine sponsor.
Exactly. Well, Mike, Omaha Steaks, you never have to spend a lot of money.
But that's why it's about. 59. It's to get you under that $60.
Oh, I don't think it's like, it's a gas station?
Like a gas station. It's at 99 cents.
All right. I am ready to join our wonderful supporters on our YouTube page, as well as you gentlemen. And at home, feel free to play at home if you wish to guess the unnecessary purchase of the day.
That is $59?
It is sitting on my kitchen table right now. That don't read kitchen into anything. It's just sitting there. That's where the box is.
Is the kitchen where things end up for you, for your family?
No, not necessarily.
I've got a center island where my stove is, and on either side there's a good hunk of counter that I try to keep clean. And you know, I've given up on so much stuff in my life. I really have. My life in general, I've given up on.
Yeah.
But if I come home and someone has left like a used knife or mail or, you know, maybe an ID for someone who might work at a school, and it's on a big lanyard, and
it's
sort of
it's in your area.
Yeah, the kitchen is still my domain, and don't mess with that. But now we have a kitchen table. I let them have the kitchen table, and if something unexpected shows up on my island, I put it on the table and let them deal with it.
I would say the kitchen table is definitely where stuff ends up, and that's where this sits alone. Since we got back, there's not a lot of crap in the house, which is great. The only area of my house...
This item, is it cruise-related, this useless item?
We will get into that in a second.
Okay.
I will say that the only part of my home that is a full-scale disaster area is the garage. And Michael...
Oh, that's sad, because you got rid of all that pipe and drape.
Yeah.
Well, that hid the disaster.
between between e-bikes,
yes,
and my tools,
yes,
and a truly unloved snake, and a refrigerator.
Love that snake.
Well, I take care of the snake. I value the snake.
Well, you do, but do you not love it though?
I love Jake. I love having Jake. I'd be bummed if Jake wasn't around. If Jake passed away, I'd be bummed. I'd really be bummed.
You buy him livestock to eat. I mean,
I buy
him
livestock. I clean his cage routinely. I furnish him with water. But back to what's sitting on my kitchen table. Yes. I am ready to begin the guessing game for what I purchased.
Okay.
That I would say is a definitively unnecessary purchase. Will I use it? Yes. Is it necessary? No.
All right. Do we go back and forth with yes, no's? Is that how we're going to
do it? You
do
whatever you want. Okay. I don't care. This is not a game. I just decided. No, it is not my next belt, James Malloy. It is not.
That's funny, James Malloy.
No, but that is funny because I do purchase inexpensive. I love stuff that's not break the bank.
Exactly.
It makes me, Jake is a slob. Jake is definitely a slob. The commenters are right on
the
commenters.
Well, I mean, it's a snake. He doesn't. What is a tidy snake? A snake doesn't even have hands.
But he stinks, and he has to be.
He shits and pisses everywhere.
Yeah, he does. And so back to the purchase.
All right, Josh, let me lead. I'll start with a yes, no. Is it cruise related at all?
No.
Okay, Josh.
Is it a tool?
You dropped out there. Is it a tool?
You've been yes. Mr. Handyman lately. Is it a tool?
I would say, in a manner of speaking, yes. Not a tool in the sense of
not a
most general
tool.
Managers that I've had, and what you would hang on the wall. But most definitely a tool. Yes.
Okay. It is a tool. Is it something that you would use primarily with woodworking?
No.
Okay. Josh.
Is it for outdoors?
You got a lot of latency, Josh. You might need to duck out. And if Josh ducks out, does everything go south?
No, I can duck out. I'll come right back.
What were you going to say before you duck out?
Is it something for outdoors?
It could be.
Is it food related at all? Because it could be a grilling tool.
No.
Okay, not grilling related.
No. Once again, I would say. Well, no.
Okay,
absolutely
right.
Not. I'm not gonna. I would be conjuring if I said that you.
That's
could,
how I
it
would
could
play
be.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it have a mechanical element to it?
Yes.
Okay. Is it an electric element?
Yes.
Okay. Is it something that is could be sharp? Something you could cut yourself with?
No.
Okay. So it's something that you can't cut yourself with. Does it make? Is part of its value its noise, the sound it makes?
Rolando has weighed in with inflatable suit with propeller between your crotch.
Oh, he's referring to the bro float.
And Rolando, that's incorrect. It would be inflatable suit with propeller between your legs. It would not be inflatable suit with propeller between your crotch area.
Yeah, you can't be between a crotch
you
area.
You can't be. A crotch area is a crotch area. It is not a weed whacker. Which
all right,
they,
Josh, this is something.
It is not a marital aid. It is not a fiber optic camera. It is not another prostate massager.
Another. That's what makes that funny. Josh, this is an electric item that you cannot cut yourself with.
All right.
So, okay, your question, Josh.
Have you asked about sunglasses?
It is not sunglasses. Not
well, that
even
wouldn't
close.
Be mechanical or electric.
He was out. He was out.
Mm-hmm. Have you had one of these before?
Never.
Oh, okay. Is it?
I will say, time for a hint.
Okay, good. I like it.
I got the idea. When, once again, that old pesky algorithm of mine, when something popped up that I found fascinating.
You know, before I guess, I want you to know that right now, don't know why, my algorithm is filled with lederhosen. I can't explain mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
Sure. Is it something that has to do with your pool?
No.
Okay. Is it something to do with gardening?
And James Malloy, it is a non-anal stimulant. It has nothing. Gardening?
Yeah.
And now that's the first miss that you've had.
No, Mike, that could be grass. That could be weed removal.
Do I strike you as somebody that spends time out in the yard?
You never struck me as someone who would buy a flamethrower to get rid of weeds, and yet you did. So,
does that really count as yard, though?
Yeah.
Does
well,
that
yeah.
really it's, count as your
it
yard?
You does, in the Vegas
it's
terms,
Whedon,
it
it's
does,
maintenance.
Yeah. It's Whedon, Mike.
All right. Okay. You got me. You got me there. You got me there.
And Whedon.
I got me there.
Does it have a camera?
No.
Is it rechargeable or does it have to have a cord connected?
It is sitting on the kitchen table and has not been opened yet. I have not had the time.
Okay. Oh, is it a fan?
It is not a fan.
Fuck.
Now, is that necessary?
No, I was
is that really necessary?
I really thought I was onto something.
No, the fan, I thought you had it when you said fan because I thought of the AC being broken for
yeah,
days.
Yeah, exactly.
And I would totally have gotten sucked into a fan.
East West Creation says, will it help Rob get another guest before 2027? Rob Spiewak has been, didn't you get our last guest?
He did.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Didn't you? Didn't you hone in mm-hmm. that the director of the Army Band, the Pershing Zone?
No, Josh did that. I brought Larry Pennington.
Yeah, he closed the deal.
Rob closed Larry Pennington,
and let's not forget Doug and Dude.
Doug and Dude.
That's
Dude
right.
Walker and Doug Limerick. So real tough to bust his balls on that. As a matter of fact, some might say it's trending in the wrong direction for you to do that. So stop picking on Rob with that because he's done well with that recently.
Is your new item, Mike, an electric guest booker?
Boy, would that AI would be able to do that?
I think we need another hint, Mike. Oh, here's the sound. We need a hint.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You need a hint. The hint would be, now if I give the main hint, it'll be very quickly after
all right.
that. It is something that I haven't quite figured out everything I'm going to do with it, but it's got a lot of uses. A lot of uses.
Is it lubricant?
It is not lubricant. I think we've moved away from the marital aid.
We have. We
prostate
have.
Massager.
But it was a good setup.
Mm-hmm.
So it has many uses.
It is not a fake slot machine.
Oh, you know what?
Howard didn't fire that guy, right? Baba Booey is still with him, right?
Yeah, you don't lose someone who's that talented.
Okay. Funny.
I hate. I don't cast stones, Mike. Mm-hmm. Is it something that has to do with illumination, light?
No.
Oh, because I was thinking like a fancy flashlight.
Oh, by the way, yes, I agree. Nice shirt, Rob. Rob wearing a very nice shirt today
from
yes.
the Bob Spiewak collection. Thanks,
very,
Bob.
Very nice. Nice
appreciate
Hawaiian
it.
Shirt.
I think it looks horrible on air. I love
Josh
it.
Josh has a guess. Go ahead, Josh.
Well, no, I'm more focused now on the shirt. So to get a new shirt, it took someone dying.
Yeah, it did. It did.
And there's love and connection to wear your pop's is. Clothes. Mm-hmm. I'd do it if you know.
Well, actually, to be honest, I raided his closet when he was just sick. So I didn't wait for him to die.
Wow. It's very
does
cold.
It have anything to do with clothing since it comes up, like a steamer or anything like that? Is it a Cleveland steamer? Is it an iron? Is it a press?
I did get sucked in and order a steamer off of TikTok, so you could be heading down the right path.
Are you talking, I need more?
Okay, is it a steamer for cooking?
I need more. It's
an electric rice cooker.
It is a steam cleaner.
Oh, like carpet cleaner?
No. It's not that kind of car. It is the thing where you
take generate steam.
It's the little nozzle. That I would say the primary you can use it.
Yes.
It has a it
that
has like
eat.
It has an iron kind of attachment, but it has also a copper brush that goes with it. And
I
you
understand.
Could, I think primarily you would use it on like grout, that type of stuff. Or
oh, so it's not for clothing.
Getting no, it's not a clothes steamer.
Okay,
it is
okay.
A
like
steam
a mop
cleaner.
Steamer.
It's got a
so
little
this is
nozzle
truly
on
useless.
It. It's got. It,
Does it have the little wheel that spins for grout?
I have not opened it yet, so I'm not sure. Which one did you get? I didn't know got one, too.
I bought a clothing steamer.
A clothing steamer? Where is it the kind where you put a shirt on the mannequin and then it goes... I should
those
do that properly.
Right.
My microphone is not... functional.
We actually have a professional garment steamer that Carrie liberated
this is
from
nothing
Jones
like,
of
this
New York.
This is the little nozzle. I can't give you a brand name because it's made from...
Is it Clark?
Steamer?
Emerson?
It's got the little thing, and it's made in the East. And,
of course.
And that's all. And I don't have any more. Yeah. Oh,
why,
unboxing.
Why don't we do an unboxing?
That's a great idea. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll bring it in.
Mike is going to go get it. So your steamer, Josh, what did you pay? Did you pay more or less than $59?
Less.
Okay.
Less. I think mine was $30-$40.
What you need to do is a hand steamer
for clothes.
Yeah. It might not tell you this, but try to use purified water in it because it will gunk up if you just use tap water.
It did say that. I've used it like twice because I don't steam my clothes. I got it so I can steam these clothes before I take a picture of them.
I understand. So it's for your business.
It's for the business. It's a business expense. Is what it is.
Yeah, I was wondering when you were going to like put, when you have a lovely pair of linen pants.
No, it's not.
And you need to steam them. Okay.
It's not to steam my t-shirts. It's for the business.
So we do have one that Carrie did use at her former job, and it's a great thing. Like right before, if you're going to have to do an event where you like have to wear a shirt and a tie,
right?
It's so much faster than ironing that it does work. Mike, we had a great revelation while you were gone. Is that Josh bought his? Can you hear us yet?
I don't think he's plugged in yet.
Okay, coming up though, he will love the revelation. So this is a tax write-off for you, Josh.
Isn't everything?
Well, don't say that, but yes, of course. Yeah, I mean, on our show, if we talk about Mike,
yeah, I'm here.
You missed a revelation. Is that the steamer Josh bought is not for himself? It's for clothes that he sells.
I don't own any clothes myself to steam.
Okay. All right. Yeah. For your bin diving.
It's right. For the bin diving.
Yeah.
So that's a business expense.
Yeah,
it is.
Exactly.
This has the like the code for shipping on it. But look, there you go. Steam
cleaner.
Oh,
cleaner.
Brand name.
So if you didn't think it was something other than that, they put it on there in block letters.
Oh, that's pretty big.
Well, it's bigger than I thought it would be. Yeah.
It's the steam cleaner, Bob.
What does it say? Does it give you examples for what it can do?
Hold on. Yes, it does. Yes,
it can clean. It can steam. It can steam clean.
It says on the side. Okay, let's see. Hold on. Easy to clean. Well, that's stupid to say.
I bet you could clean that AC pipe.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that could be a thought.
You could clean Jake's his cage, not his
multi-purpose
cage,
his clean
tank.
They put the sticker right on the middle of the info.
It's almost like they don't want you to read it.
High temperature disinfection.
Sure. All right. Yeah.
So a large water tank, and now on the side, as you see here, I'll hold it up. It's got all the little uses for it.
All right. So it looks like it's cleaning your dishwasher rack.
Mm-hmm. Might do that. Right now, yeah. I'm focused on the area where the sliding glass doors go in my house.
Oh, the tracks?
That is a tough spot to clean.
That is a tough spot.
The vacuum hose can't really get in there.
What's great is if you use the steam, if it has enough pressure, you can not only clean it, but push the dirt along as you go.
Right. So, I'm going to Cleveland, too. I'm flying to Cleveland.
That'll be nice. Ohio welcomes you.
Welcome. Get it. Cleveland steamer.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Thank you. All right. There you go. I don't even know what that means.
All right, I bet you could create hot dogs with it, Josh.
I was thinking just close yourself up in the closet and turn it on like a sauna.
Oh, that'd be nice too. Yeah. And your clothes wouldn't be wrinkled.
Right. It's very well packaged.
But you would be.
All right. I'm just trying to get.
Because of all the steam.
This is so well packaged. I'm ready to scream my ass off.
Yeah, I would say right now, if you get a decent amount of use, just a couple projects out of it, you got a deal at $59. Was shipping included?
Is a weekend rental. If you go rent a steamer.
Exactly.
All right. Now, I like good packaging, and I'm going to say this little tongue that you see. See this little tongue right here?
Yeah, it's like a locking device.
That was a process to get that out of there, but I like that because that says to me, you know, we care. We jammed it in there, you know, and now.
Or they bought the box from another company.
Lest you forget what you're doing as soon as
steam
I lift the first.
Steam cleaner.
Yeah, there it is.
A reliable brand name.
All right, now, I'm not a big unboxer, so is everybody getting the shot of this?
Yes.
Can you make him go large, Josh? I think that might be good for the presentation.
Okay, here we go. I've got the steam cleaner right here. The very first thing
Paul
I see.
Revere. Oh, an attachment.
This is a window cleaning device. This is a squeegee.
Does it say window on it?
It's a squeegee. It does not say window on it, but it's a squeegee. It's a squeegee.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. You know, Mike, one thing that's going to be imperative, don't lose the attachments. Because, you know, once they go, the steam cleaner.
I'm sure there's a nice bag in there to put all the attachments
not
in.
Not so well, sure there is.
It's funny. Yeah, Rob? Well, how about that?
Oh, look at that. It's a storage bag for your attachments.
Those are all my attachments.
In a Ziploc bag.
In a Ziploc bag.
So after you take them out, you could put cheese or a cucumber in there.
Why don't you just calm down for a second, okay? This is I'm really hoping that this will be informative for our audience, you know, and I think you're diminishing the quality of this fine.
Mike, I want it to be informative, too.
This has what appears to be gloves of some a very thick, consistent rubber.
Okay, they're not metal gloves?
Well, like the woven metal type? You don't want to burn yourself.
That's true.
Money metal gloves.
No, I bought some metal gloves for using my mandolin slicer.
Metal gloves?
Yeah, like a mesh glove. Like a metal mesh glove, yeah.
Like a knife? No.
It's chain not, link?
No, yeah, it's like, not chain link. It has some. Glove?
Can you perhaps use your powers of description instead of saying, when I think metal gloves, I feel like I'm looking at who's the guy you liked in that Spaceballs movie that had the hand that he twisted? Or was that Young Frankenstein?
That was Young Frankenstein, Kenneth Mars with his fake arm. Yes.
This is a very hardy. Like not like the kind of glove you would use as a surgical glove, and maybe a little thicker even than a Playtex living glove.
Does it have like a canvas lining, or is it all rubber?
I'm looking here. It does not appear to have a canvas lining.
Yeah, I think to not burn yourself.
Yeah, you know what you could use that for, Mike? It would be great to keep those out for taking turkeys out of the oven. So hard to get them out of the roaster.
I think it might be a little hard to do that because it probably is thin enough where it might hurt. But the glove is very... that's very, very nicely put together.
Looks like there's some texture on the glove.
And there's texture on the glove, so you can, like, do some scrubbing as well if you want to. Oh.
Climb the wall.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mike, also when I see you wearing
Carla,
your glove.
Come on home. All right.
I want to hear you sing Billie Jean with you wearing one glove. Billie Jean is that's good.
Drop your pants and bend over, Mr. Babar.
Oh, dear.
All right. So we've got that. That's what, right now? I'd say quality.
And there's a pair of gloves, right? There's not just the one.
There's one right here.
Oh, good. Okay, great. Great.
All right. So these are pretty good. I like these. I like since it's the first thing I opened up.
Yeah.
And now I think it's right to the actual item itself.
Yeah. All that stuff was icing and frosting, Mike. Let's get to the cake.
I would say that some of these attachments resemble what you might find on a power washer.
Yeah.
Well, that wand will probably come in well for the tracks.
Yep. True. Yeah. And also, as you mentioned
God
earlier,
knows
grout.
What else?
Yes. Well, just
God
be careful.
Knows
just
what
be else. Careful. That's all.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right.
Does it have an appreciable odor or does it just smell like plastic?
Not yet.
Stop it.
And usually, most things I get from the East have that just a hint of rodent urine.
Yeah, I get cigarette smoke a lot.
Really?
Sometimes.
All right,
yeah.
Now I'm going to try to see if it can. Oh, good, good, good. Coming out in
good,
one piece.
Good, good.
All right. There we go.
Hi, steamer.
Another attachment right here. Not really sure what this is. It appears to be some sort of spatula.
Oh, that's like a scraper for doing, a floor, like a flat floor.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what it is.
Yeah. Or you know what?
And by the way, I'm not getting compensated for this steamer. So
no.
There you go. But for anybody that's out there that's looking for an influencer, I'd be happy to open your product. I will say smaller than I expected.
Well, Mike, that just means not smaller, but compact. That's a feature. Look at that. And the tank is underneath. How much, Mike, can you estimate how much water do you think that tank holds? Is it a gallon?
50 gallons.
Mike, that's a lie.
This
you know
is
that's
a 50-gallon container.
That's not true.
It looks like half a gallon, like a liter.
And it really, I will say, from the standpoint of quality, I am very pleased with my
steamer. I think you got a deal. And as Josh and I said, if you get two or three projects out of it, it's paid for itself.
Easy to clean, powerful hot steam, high temperature disinfection, multi-purpose cleaning, large water tank.
And you know what would be
fun? Oh,
God, can you imagine like in the wintertime you could fill it with lemonade? Hot lemonade.
Because who doesn't want delicious, tasty hot lemonade?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be lemonade. It could be Dr. Pepper. It could be hot chocolate.
Yeah, you can do coffee in the morning.
Absolutely. Yes. Nothing like one of those.
And
hottie
at night.
It was some musical I saw in the 70s said, I got hot lemonade all over my tits. I don't know why I said it like that. That was not necessary.
We're shock jogging today, Mike.
It's Derail says you can steam 20 square inches before cleaning and re-emptying. Before cleaning and emptying. You know, so that's it.
No, you steam, see, but it's easy, Mike. You just you bring like a gallon of water with you, and then when it empties, you don't have to cease. You just fill it up again.
No, I'm very excited. Empty the dirty water.
No, it's not going to have dirty water. There's no suction.
Oh, there's no suction.
No,
it just blows steam out.
It blows steam, and then you're responsible for sucking up the gribble. Yeah,
yeah.
You probably need to bring like a nice cloth with you to to wipe down the area.
Perhaps
that's been
a discarded T-shirt.
Well, that's your house. That's so filthy to do that.
Well, I mean, they're laundered.
No, he probably won't be using his clothes.
No,
he'll be using his deceased father's clothes. That's what he's going to be doing.
Hey, I got those T-shirts before he died.
These are probably the ones that you didn't like. You know, we can use them around the house when I have my steam clean.
These are all cotton. I dropped $59 on a steam cleaner. Give me that shirt, old man.
Cotton. I was busy last night, and I didn't want to do any steam cleaning because I had the distinct pleasure of sitting there with my son and watching the Battle Royale between the winning streak Baltimore Orioles and the winning streak Boston Red Sox. And I think Josh and I are similar in our competitive nature, where Josh was probably hoping against hope that his team would be the one that stopped my streak. And I was saying,
of course,
I was hoping against hope that we would be the team not only to keep going, because we got a little better streak than the Orioles do, but that we would be the one to stop their streak. And lo and behold, the winning streak continued for the Boston Red Sox.
It was a good back and forth game.
Oh, so exciting when this early in the season to have something on the line like that. A streak ends on this game.
You got Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
You got Gunnar Henderson. You have these players for the Baltimore Orioles.
Ah, the Orioles.
Man. I am telling you, they see everything.
Mm-hmm.
They see everything. I could not believe this is the first team where the guys that really throw heat on the Red Sox are being handled in a way by the Baltimore Orioles.
So
I believe Gunnar Henderson, did I get the name right? Gunnar Henderson?
Yeah, he got three doubles, I think, yesterday.
I might have been cussing him out, you know. Again, well, you prick.
The game ended in the ninth with us having a guy on the tying run on third.
Oh,
so and it was close and all it the was, way to the
well,
end.
Well, they were 2 inches away from tying and maybe going ahead.
Yeah, an amazing catch by your third base or shortstop who just happened to be in the right place
Mr. Cheng.
Was it at Fenway or was
How
it
did
at
he miss that? Fenway? He didn't stop. He didn't stop with that. Mr. Cheng, Rob. We have a shortstop named
All right.
He was working way too hard on trying to fit into sports talk.
I just want to know, where did they play? Who was the home
Fenway.
Team?
It was the friendly confines of Fenway Park.
So that puts them at a disadvantage. Then.
And both?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anytime you get the home team advantage, that's it. So
both these teams have sucked for months. So to be the two hottest teams in baseball, like coming out of the All-Star break, is fun.
Yeah. This is the first time that one of my teams, either the New York Giants or the Boston Red Sox, have played this well with my son watching. All the good stuff from the Red Sox predates him, and
called him a curse. Since he was born,
he's the curse.
Last night, number 13 or 14?
14
number
in a row. 14.
Wow.
14 in a row, second longest winning streak in franchise history. And you're talking about a franchise that's been around for a long time. I'm turning into a sports talk guy. Franchise has been around for a long time, a very, very long time. So you're entering the area. I will tell Josh this. No, I am not going to say this. Josh, I'm going to say something that I can't. It'll jinx it.
All right.
I'm not going to say it.
You can answer our question
end today.
I'm not. I will say this: that I don't care. Last night was the most important game of the series.
I agree.
Josh's O's to come in and disrupt things. In the first game they played them.
That's not jinxing anything, is it, Rob? Well, it would be better if you hadn't said it, but I don't think it's a true jinx. Okay. It's not like that. But I will ask this because you can't jinx just by answering
a question. Did you just sort of say the streak ends tonight? That you're feeling
over.
You're feeling froggy? You want to leap? You think that's going to happen?
Oh, I think it should have ended yesterday. I think the Orioles had made four errors in yesterday's game, and that's unacceptable.
Right.
And not normal.
Mm-hmm.
And
Five errors, I think, if you count showing up to Fenway.
Exactly.
Our lineup was an error if you're counting errors.
And how's about people out there? You know, I'd agree with you, Josh, but there's a little man named Ranger Suarez that might have another thought about tonight's game. Yeah. That now he's coming off the injured list and joining the team.
Wow, if he's playing, who's going to take care of the national parks?
The Ranger Andy. That was the good. That was our. You had Captain 20. I had Ranger Andy.
Yeah. And in Baltimore, Josh's probably too young to remember.
We had Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Chesapeake.
Captain Chesapeake. Yes. Yeah.
Captain Kangaroo was around for a long time. Do you know my father was friends with Mr. Green Jeans, the original Mr. Green Jeans?
Really?
Yes, he was. Yeah. He was. Yeah. They were both, they both worked at NBC before the war. So,
when I met Bob Keeshan once, and it was so weird. I was like 25, 30 years old, and when I heard Captain Kangaroo's voice in person, it was almost eerie how fast it took me back to being a kid.
Yeah,
his voice was so cool.
Very, very, very cool. And when I went on the Ranger Andy show in WTIC television, I think it was WTIC before it turned to WFSB, and we went on and he was there and our whole school went on and the camera showed me sticking my tongue out at Linda Katz, who was also my neighbor two doors down. I got caught being a brat on camera. You stuck your tongue out at Lincoln. I said, "Well, she stuck her tongue out at me." Well, she wasn't on camera.
Who called you on it?
My mom was watching. My mom was home watching. God bless her. Thank God they didn't videotape it. Mm-hmm. So
it still exists. So
this has been. Josh wanted to do an extra where we were talking baseball.
Both teams were hot, and I was thinking before we face each other.
Yeah. But we didn't do that. So this is the opportunity we have to do it. And I'm not, I'm not really a sports talk person.
Right.
I love my baseball team. I love that. I will say that last night at Fenway Park, capacity crowd, which is not as big as other stadiums, but 37,000 people in Fenway Park is a sellout, and it is amazing.
All walked there.
Well, it's Monday night, too. Shut up for a second.
It was a big deal that it was sold out on a Monday night in July.
But it was amazing to see that from where they were. Now, I also have to make a correction.
Okay.
During one of my darker sports fandom days, I got on social media, and I made the comment that this was the – let me see the drink. Let me see the drink, please. Let me see.
It is a Budweiser. No, it's Coke Zero.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I got on the.
It sucks.
I got the. I said that this was the worst team in all of my years rooting for the Red Sox, and at the time,
your team's a little different now.
It seems like the roster's completely different. It's a different group of guys.
Yeah,
and they're going crazy.
It's not all white people this year, which is huge.
Shut up. Rob, God.
How many games out of first after this amazing run? How many games out of first?
Six, I think. Six.
So they're making a run for it.
But I think you're in a wild card spot now.
We're in a wild card
spot. And we're two out of the wild card spot.
So it's just been, and it's fun because this is the time of year you just want your team to be competitive and have a chance to do stuff.
I would love to hear a Baltimore-Boston bet, and because of that, I will play the theme to Captain Chesapeake of Baltimore.
But see, I did not want to make a bet because these games are too big.
And I'm fine, and I accept that. And because as the person who would be involved in the bet, Josh and I will not be wagering. Nothing good has ever happened to me with baseball wagers
on my shows. I understand when you don't have enough, faith in your team to bet on them. That's fine,
and
guys.
Rob is egging me on, but Rob, you remember.
Oh, I know.
You know how you felt when we put you in a bra and green shorts to go down. I felt the same way when I had to dye my hair platinum blonde, put on, for some odd reason, a Los Angeles Raiders
leather
like tracksuit of some kind and go out and face the
public. Was it worse than going to the gay bar wet downtown? Because I think that was another Wasn't that another sports bet?
Yeah, I think that was probably a baseball bet too. Yeah, where I went to club, and this club was the wet. Name of the club. Yeah. Wet, mm-hmm. Ew.
Gentlemen were showering on stage, Josh. It was something like you've never seen before.
No, thank you.
And I, yeah.
No, but thank you. I was so polite.
But for me, the Orioles getting hot now is especially exciting because this weekend is my baseball weekend, my baseball trip with my dad and brother.
Where are you going?
We're going to Baltimore Saturday, okay. Sunday,
all right.
And then Monday, Tuesday, going to Detroit.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Catching four games.
I can't wait
and
to hear.
I was concerned the Orioles were sucking.
By the way, Jay Miller, G.A. Miller 703 says, "Hey guys, happy to join live. Love the app. Josh, great work."
Oh, that's cool.
Let's give the listeners an update on the app and where we are now.
The app is out for everyone now on the iPhone and iPad app store. Just
Great.
The Mike O'Mara Show. It's right there. You download. It'll walk you through connecting your Supercast feed for bonus show members, and you get all your audio, video. And I'm getting so much feedback about the TMOS radio feature and the history
people
feature.
People love it. They love the radio feature because we haven't had it in a while where you can, no matter where you are, just click the button and you will join an episode in progress sometimes.
So cool. This is just, you know, for me personally, this is moving the meter for me. I mean, I am just so pleased every day. Advertisers, potential sponsors out there, hear me. You got a good thing going here. Jump on board. It's really worth it. We do know how to move product on this show, and we appreciate it. We got a passionate, loyal fan base. We are continuing to improve things for them under very difficult circumstances financially for this show right now. And we really, summer is always our very difficult time.
Yeah.
And really hop on board. And Josh has done a spectacular job with this. And the shows have been great. And so, yay for us. And
something I haven't had a chance to do in a long time is when I was making small talk at KD during that commercial shoot. They said, "What do you do?" And we go back and forth. I said, "Well, I host a podcast." And they said, "Well, what's it like?" I said, "Here, let me show you."
Yep.
And you bring up the app.
Yep.
And it sells itself.
It's just so cool. When that moment happens, it is so much more fun to have the app to point to than to say, what I always say was, just look it up, Mike O'Mara, I'm everywhere. Yeah.
And you know they're never going to do that.
You can walk them through it sometimes. You
and Android that. People... Leave me alone.
Okay, let me stop.
The real answer with Android
is
give us 6 months to work out all the bugs.
Yeah.
And then we can take it to an Android developer and say, "Hey, can you clone this?"
Yeah.
Because it's not as easy as you have to write it from scratch all over again and make it look the same way. So we want every feature working solid before we ask an Android company.
And no, we've got plans to cater to the Android people, just not yet. We have to do this baby stepping.
It's the way it was, I think, way back when we had another app. It was the same stuff.
Yeah.
It is. It always is.
And it's not easy because of the way they do it, not the way we do.
But this is a good app. That's the difference.
But send me your feedback on the app because I've got a long list of improvements and new features that will be added to the app. So everyone's feedback is appreciated.
All right, we have to take a break. We're going to have tidbits coming up here later on in the show. We're going to talk about Will Ferrell. We're also going to show you more merchandise. It's Merchandise Tuesday on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love Merchandise Tuesday.
And is it fake or is it real? That'll be coming up as well. But first, we got to do this. We'll be right back. And thank you so much for all your support. We really appreciate it, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what's your beef?
I'll tell you what I hate, paying top dollar to my local grocer for overpriced, underwhelming steaks, and then cooking them up and saying, meh, it's too much money and too much grief. That's why this podcaster relies on Omaha Steaks. Right now, taste the difference and take an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com when you use promo code Mike at checkout. Omaha is my favorite because they do beef right. Unmatched quality, incredible variety, and every bite backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Each steak is perfectly aged for maximum tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Omaha Steaks has been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917, and they're still raising the bar. From tender USDA certified steaks to juicy burgers, versatile chicken, pork, and more, Omaha Steaks delivers unbeatable quality and variety every single time.
Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality protein right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. Mike is a new code, so don't mess with it, Clyde. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code Mike. Terms apply. See site for details. Let's eat!
Yay! Yum. Yummy, yummy. And before we play the music...
Damn it!
That's right. You can play it. I was just going to say, we release the improved soundboard.
Yay!
It has been corrected.
And Repeat. Do you remember how you corrected it?
Can you fuck this opening up anymore for me? It has been corrected. That is all I wanted to do. And can I what? What was your question?
Do you know how you corrected it for next time?
No, I do not. The Trump administration is continuing to push its latest trade strategy as deadlines approach for new tariff agreements with several major U.S. trading partners. Economists say the outcome could impact everything from the price of cars to groceries later this year. Hey, isn't that great?
I got a tariff bill today.
You did?
Yeah, because we were ordering some clothing from overseas to expand our business. And I got a nice notice saying, hey, before we ship this to you, just know that you're going to have to pay this much in tariffs for it to be delivered.
God. And that's hubris. It's ego. It's one exactly fucker's what it is. Ego. Mm-hmm. Sorry, but it really is. Yeah. When I hear Josh dealing with that crap... You know, when he's just trying to do, his side hustle, that pisses me off. Anyway,
business... The tariffs so far, Mike, have not affected steamers, though.
That's good. That's good. Let's see. Well, businesses are watching closely to see if new deals can be reached before the deadlines expire. Yada, yada, blah, yada, blah, blah. Dabba, dooba, dabba, dabba, dabba. There we go. That's my commentary on that.
Thank you.
A new health study suggests that. Now, what's interesting is in this newscast, you will get two theories on sleep that are contradictory. And then figure it out as you hear both stories.
All right.
A new health study suggests that sleeping too much may be just as concerning as not getting enough sleep. Now, when I hear this, when I read this story, I say to myself, well, how many of us have had that experience where you have a phenomenal night's sleep? Like you say, I got 10 hours less, and you wake up and you feel like shit for the next 3 hours because you slept too much. I've had my whole life. I've had people say that,
and
right?
They got those alarm clocks and stuff that are supposed to wake you up at the ideal body time.
Yeah, that's stuff. Right.
Oh, so for your circadian rhythm, you're supposed to wake up with the light. Yeah.
Yes. Researchers found that people who regularly sleep more than 9 or 10 hours a night showed higher levels of a protein associated with Alzheimer's disease. The scientists stressed that excess sleep doesn't cause Alzheimer's, but they say it could be an early warning sign worth discussing with your doctor. Well, you know what that tells me? That you're not giving me any real hard information.
No. And my doctor said I needed more protein. So now I don't know what to think.
Something else is going on if you're getting 12 hours of sleep a night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's not like, cool if you do that.
Check your meds.
You probably don't have a regular job and life outside of your bed.
Exactly. That is kind of dark and cruel. That was very interesting.
12 hours is a long time to be in bed.
You're not focusing on the 12 hours they're not in bed, though, Josh. That's
the other half
of their
day.
That's the best part,
That's just funny. Fanatics Fest. Rob, did you attend this year?
I did not. I lost my ticket.
It wrapped up in New York after drawing tens of thousands of fans for a weekend that felt like Comic-Con for sports lovers. Tom Brady, LeBron James, David Beckham, Serena Williams, Kevin Hart, Jason Sudeikis, and dozens of other big names appeared. That's a big roster right there. That's
Jason
pretty cool
Sudeikis?
Stuff. Jason Sudeikis. Ted Lasso was there. They had collectibles, live shows, celebrity encounters. Made it one of this year's biggest pop culture events. Josh, were you even aware of it?
I was aware. I've seen some videos from it. My problem is that it is put on by Fanatics, that it's a brand that sells everything, owns everything in sports. So it's really just a big sales thing.
So Fanatics is actually the sponsor. It's
Fanatics
not describing
is
the people.
Brand of the company.
I haven't gone to it, Mike, in years. The last time I went, I paid, I think, $80. to take a steam with Pete Rose. And that was worth it.
Look,
well, it's been a while then.
It has been, yeah.
The thing that sucks about sports equipment, not equipment, but fan equipment, like fan t-shirts, hats, that kind of stuff, is that when it became a monopoly, when it became isolated to one group, it's fanatics now.
Fanatics is baseball cards now, too.
Yeah, and so when you go into a store and wonder why your Tampa Bay jersey is going to cost you $180 or $230 or it's
that's Nike, ridiculous. But yeah,
it's not.
Oh, is it Nike? Okay.
That one's Nike.
Yeah, I forgot we're talking to the expert here. That's great.
But all the T-shirts and all is Fanatics.
Yeah, and it's not limited just to sports. I mean, it started with the rock and roll fantasy camps, and now. Right. All the big artists, and here's Paul, once again, Paul McCartney wants all the money. Once you spend $500 to go to a Paul McCartney concert, you can spend an additional $5,000 to sit in on the sound check.
By the way, if you're interested in a workaround for fan gear, send Josh an email. He'll tell you like he told me, and that is a win.
We're still winning with what you told me?
Yeah. Right? My City Connect is awesome.
Okay,
that's great. And if you want T-shirts, check out Breakin' Tee.
Amen. There it is.
Is it Breaking Tea or Breakin' Tea?
It's the logo with Josh there's with a teapot over his knee. I don't know.
No, I'll tell you, the reason those T-shirts are $60 is because of licensing, where you have to give the player $10, you have to give the MLB team $10 and MLB organization $10 for every shirt.
Yeah, the license is frightening.
Yeah, you're paying a lot.
It is. Yeah. All right, you remember that story we had about too much sleep? It seemed like yesterday.
Yeah.
All right, here's a new study that found that losing just an hour or so of sleep each night can lead to noticeable weight gain over the course of a few weeks. Researchers say even mild sleep deprivation can slow metabolism, increase inflammation, and make people less active during the day. It's another reminder that sleep may be one of the most important factors in staying healthy. But don't sleep too much. Don't lose it. Right. Come on. What the fuck is it, sleep, people?
Mike, can you also, Mike, do a story now that coffee is good for you, but coffee can kill you?
I don't know.
I want both of those as well.
Are you ready for my weight gain tip of the day? Which you want to avoid.
Yeah.
Sugary alcohol. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. To me, if you're going to have a drink, have some spirits in a glass, like a whiskey on the rocks or a vodka soda, not sugar. If you have a super raspberry fizzy martini type sugary, you could be like the man I know that went on a cruise and gained 6 pounds.
Yeah. And also, if you drink a lot of lemonade and vodka, you might end up in the hospital.
Absolutely. Remember. Another reminder, sleep may be one of the most important factors in staying healthy. We know that. Thank you very much.
Do lychee martinis make you sleepy? Do you get a good night's sleep after that?
No, they make you gamble like a maniac.
Oh, dear.
The Boston Red Sox continue to be the biggest surprise in baseball. After stretching their winning streak to 14 games just a few weeks ago, they were being mentioned as possible sellers before the trade deadline. Now they're suddenly looking like a team that could make a legitimate playoff run. Thought we'd just include that in the news, and we'll see. Trade deadline is great August, right?
When a great newsman doesn't have an agenda going into his newscast.
Mm. You know what? That was prepared by my friends in Robotville. So
I understand.
There you go. I did not have anything to do with it. Finally, today, a man who thought that he had the perfect secret was outsmarted by his own smart home. His wife discovered his affair after their video doorbell kept sending motion alerts to her phone every time the other woman showed up. The technology he installed to protect his house ended up destroying his marriage. Sometimes the best detective is an app. That's all that story has. It's probably not the only time it's happened as
It's happened many times.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. But I heard that this is just an addendum to the story that he was able to get her back. She left him, and then he got her back by sending her a steamer.
That's sexy.
From Cleveland. You know, that's it.
Carrie actually bought a motion detector, and she thinks I'm never home, and yet I'm home all the time.
You're home all the time.
There's just no motion.
Unless you go to a theme park, and then you're not home. And that's right. That can be hours a day that you're in that little theme park.
But I return home and then remain motionless.
Good. That's good for you. And the shirt looks great today. Everybody, we're gonna talk to Josh about Will Ferrell in a second, but first... Good. Some of the greatest things in history have come from great pairings, ladies and gentlemen. Salt and sweet, salt and pepper, salt and pepper, pepper. So it's salt and pepper and salt and pepper.
Yes.
Did I do that?
Right? Yeah, you did. Uh-huh.
Why did you put salt and pepper next to salt and pepper?
Because they're two different things.
Okay.
Salt and pepper is a seasoning. Salt and pepper is a hot band.
One of my favorites, the salt and battery, but none of them can compare to the newest partnership that's burning up the internet. And it's also, it's not really burning your mouth because it's really not hot sauce. So you kind of got it confused, Mr. Copywriter. It's really not, it's wing sauce.
It's not unspicy and it is called
It is spicy
hot.
And wing, yes, go ahead.
I would consider it spicy.
It is definitely spicy, but it's not like, I like to separate. Even though it's hot, I like to separate my wing sauce from my hot sauce.
And I'll tell you this, it is perfectly spiced.
Yes.
There's no argument there. It's
well,
perfect.
You can also, doctor it many different ways where you want the mild, your medium, or nuclear. It's the one you've been waiting for. The Mike O'Mara Show and Jimmy's Old Town Tavern give you a chance to try the award-winning Jot Hot Wing Sauce. It's easy to bring the great taste of Jimmy to your own home, no matter where you live. Just go to jimmystavern.com and click on Jot Wing Sauce to order a bottle of the... And that's with two T's. Jot Wing Sauce to order a bottle of the world's best buffalo wing sauce. Jot Hot pairs perfectly with wings, celery, blue cheese. Now, wait a minute. How does the hot sauce... You don't pour the hot sauce into blue cheese. I'm not...
No.
What's going on?
You put it on the wing, and then you dip
the wing
in the blue cheese. I mean... They work together amazingly.
Well,
it's all part of the flavor experience.
So if it's on the wing and you dip the wing into the blue cheese.
Yeah.
All right. I was just looking for a little clarity.
Yeah.
Also, it goes great with a nice cold beverage. Even better, you can support the show and save a dollar when you enter the code TMOS at checkout. All hail the king of wings for 300 years.
Yes.
Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon, Virginia has been named king of the wings in the world.
Yep.
Go to jimmystavern.com and stock up. Support Jimmy. Support us. It'll be okay. And remember, please sauce responsibly with Jot Hot. God, it's good stuff.
It's
yum,
the best.
Yum, yum. It's the best. You're eating it tonight. Aren't you having your wings at your home tonight, Rob Spiewak?
Yes, but not wings from chickens. They're turkey wings. Just dozens and dozens of turkey wings.
Okay, Rob and I have been waiting patiently, Josh Soroka, for you to speak about this. It is a miniseries, a limited series. Is that what they call them?
Okay, 10-episode season. So I'm guessing they're hoping for another season.
That's so typical Will Ferrell. When every other show has 8 episodes, he just does 10.
And Hot Hawk, is that what it is?
Is it Hawk? The Hawk. This is the show that they had to cast on the Home Run Derby and ruined the Home Run Derby.
Oh, I remember that.
To promote this show.
Do we have any kind of trailer of any kind for The Hawk? I'm curious if you could pull one up just before you talk about it, because the trailer is when you see if you would have any interest at all. And and then Josh, you knocked out all 10 episodes of this show.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to hear your impression of it. Because, it's Will Ferrell and he's wearing the he's wearing the visor everywhere he goes. He was at the World Cup. He was at the All-Star
comedy
game.
Show on Netflix.
And I want to know how it compares to last year's show Stick with Owen Wilson, where he played a golfer.
And that was a bowl of as far as I was concerned.
But you know what? I bet Stick is better than this one.
Let's take a look at the trailer and see what we think of Hawk.
It is still downloading. So
All right. Will Ferrell has been making the rounds promoting this. It's Will, and of course, speaking of Wilsons, the aforementioned Luke Wilson.
Oh, the lesser Wilson.
The lesser Wilson.
Hey, Hawkins, you had a chance at completing the Grand Slam a long time ago. What will be going through your mind when you tee off tomorrow?
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
Chilling
ribs. Baby back ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
Can you repeat the question?
Ronnie Hawkins is 3 feet from making his mark on golf history. You've got to be kidding me.
You were a big shot golfer.
I still am a big shot golfer. I just need to get my groove back.
Dad, the guys are saying that I'm the honk now.
Golf is easy.
I think that you're afraid that our son is going to eclipse the great Ronnie Hawkins.
The question is, are you a pro or a amateur?
Don't laugh at that.
That was a funny game.
Everybody? Now, I know it's etiquette to be quiet out of respect, but what do you say today we make some f***ing noise?
More than almost anyone.
I thought you were married.
Can I kiss you?
No.
Do you want to kiss me?
Radford is right over there. I asked
I can
you
see
not
he's
to
staring
do.
At us like a fucking weirdo.
Rock and roll! Let's
go! I guess they'll let anybody in the PGA Tour nowadays.
You look ridiculous in that shirt.
I'm getting a lot of compliments.
I fought my way back so that we could play together.
All right, I've seen enough.
I saw enough 10 minutes ago. So many unfunny Saturday Night Live people in one sketch. Wow.
Yeah,
exciting.
It was pretty intense.
You know what's really funny, not just the piss gag, is they've put makeup on him to make him look like he spends a lot of time in the sun.
I know.
And that's funny.
Yeah, very, very funny.
And with his hair up in that visor.
You know I love the game. It's the game I play all the time. I love golf. I really do. But
The Owen Wilson golf show from last year was better because there was a little bit of heart in it.
Yeah, it was a sweet show. And this is a ripoff. It's got all the same theming as Stick, but it's him.
Everyone's really good in this show, except for Will Ferrell. Everyone else is pretty funny. Will is lazy, and it's Will playing Will, and just the laziest jokes and poor stuff. So
is there a great explanation for the stunning sight gag of the sleeveless shirt, or is that just a cheap laugh?
It's a woman's shirt he's wearing. And that's the joke, is that he's wearing a women's shirt when everyone's wearing men's shirts.
So you logged all 10. I want to hear your impression. I don't want to interrupt you. I just want to hear what you thought of the series.
It is fine. I think it gets more attention because we don't have comedy series anymore like we used to.
Right.
There's not many sitcoms out there. I think the guy that plays his son, I think it's Danny something. Did a great job. Molly Shannon as the ex-wife is good. That comedian that plays his caddy is good. Everyone's good around Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell brings the whole show down.
Yep, because he tries to chew the scenery, right? And he does it in a lazy way.
And it's all lazy jokes.
Yeah, he does. It's put the funny outfit on and put that, and he can't do it any other way. He can't do it any other way.
How does Hollywood still see him
as
saleable? Because that's really the only reason he's in this. Because
I mean, it's been his whole... Rob and I have talked about this, Josh, that it's been his whole career. And, he's had moments in different movies that go viral. And then he's had a couple of moments and a couple of movies that have been... But it's just the same drill all the time.
He needs to be directed. He needs to be used in a proper way. The caddy that Josh was referring to is Fortune Femster, and she is backbreakingly funny in most situations.
Well, she's great stand-up comedian.
So I'm hoping that she's good in this. But then you throw in a Chris Parnell. No one wants Chris Parnell. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants that.
Oh, well, I like you doing
the review of the movie without any or the series without ever even seeing one episode of it.
I don't need to see it to tell you that it's horrible.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's just okay, is what it is. I stuck with it. I had it on in the background while I was working.
Did you feel cheated at the conclusion of the limited series?
No, I just felt like it would be so much better if anyone was in that besides Will Ferrell. Mm. And it sucks that we had a great golf story, well, great compared to sitcoms, of Owen Wilson doing the same exact story of an old guy who's doing a comeback.
Yeah.
I think that you could, first of all, they try too hard when they make golf movies.
Yeah.
And golf movies just, they don't work.
Well,
golf movies, none of them really, really work.
It's a very ripe topic for mockery because it is a self-important,
right.
dignified sport.
Caddyshack was the last truly funny, and it's because they went right after the country club people.
Yeah, that's true.
But when you do it on the PG...
First Happy Gilmore.
The first Happy Gilmore was there. But really, it's just again and again, they try. I think it's just, I don't know.
What did you think of Tin Cup back in the day?
I thought Tin Cup sucked.
Okay, that's valid. Okay.
I thought Tin Cup was just, they don't... I like the comedy to be... I'm asking for something I probably can't get, and that is to come up with something that is closer to reality for the gags, something like that would really happen. And unfortunately,
tricky to write that. It's
well, very
because
tricky. The PGA Tour and the Golf Association is so, the USGA is so tight-assed, and they don't let you in. And so, when you get a tin cup and they bring the certain announcers, they get to play the announcers, that's as close as you get. But imagine if you were really to take on something like the Masters.
Yeah.
And do it like that. But you'll never get that. That's what I'd like to see
Was there any collaboration or any sort of endorsement implied from the PGA in this series, Josh?
No, but so much product placement.
Right.
Every scene is product placement. And mm-hmm. I guess that's how Netflix is affording all these movies that they're rolling out and shows is product mm-hmm. placement.
Yeah.
I think, in my opinion, that you could take shots at the country club world.
Yeah.
And but not have to do it with silly outfits and putting them in funny hats. Like even a movie like Falling Down, which was not a comedy but a horror movie practically with Michael Douglas, where he is the guy that goes off his rocker and at one point with a bag of guns walks through in his fatigues through the golf course.
Right.
But they still have to put the old man in the stupid hat.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Where you just have the old people being stupid.
It is what you're saying, Mike, has existed for over 100 years, which is targeting the elite.
Yes.
And the elite don't allow themselves to look stupid because they are the elite.
Right.
That's why it's tricky to make fun of them. It really got its birth during the Great Depression when all of America was broke and they wanted someone to hate.
Right.
And they could just hate them because they had money. Yeah. But it's harder to do now. And you're right. It's ham-handed the way most of the stuff is written.
So does the limited series actually have an ending, or do they leave the door open so that Will can make some more money?
Of course they left the door open for more seasons.
Right.
They're not saying limited series. They want to do this over every year.
Is a Dorf.
Dorf is great.
Dorf on golf. Yeah. That was funny.
He wasn't limited to golf. Dorf did so many things.
I remember he went fishing.
Yeah. He painted.
That's funny.
The late Jim Conway, Mike.
You're really not making a strong commitment towards panning it or raving about it.
No, there's no rave.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the worst thing. I've started shows and turned them off. I left it on while I was...
Did you get any... you're by yourself in your home, which is great. Did you laugh out loud at anything? Or was it just pleasant?
No. Even the scene at the urinal that got Mike to laugh in the show, it drags out to like 4 minutes of that.
Oh, of course it does, because it's Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell does.
Mm-hmm.
What he does. All right, so thumbs down. I think based on Rob and I not saying it and you giving it a mediocre reception, I say it sucks.
There's a lot worse stuff on there, but don't gravitate to this. There's also
you mean
a whole
there's
lot
a lot
stuff.
Worse stuff out there in streaming land, or a lot worse stuff on the land. Will Ferrell show?
Well, both.
Okay, I'm not going to get anything. It sucks. That's what I'm. That's what that we're going with that one.
Don't waste your time.
Exactly. Watch Pluribus. Go back and watch Pluribus.
That's a much better show.
Yeah. An Emmy-winning show. Go ahead and do that. All right.
Don't watch the new Little House on the Prairie. Right.
And if you want a sitcom, Search Party.
We don't have to warn anybody about that, because that's only been watched in Leesburg, Virginia.
Mike, it's on the charts. It's on the charts.
Well, who said that? Netflix? Did they say it's on the charts?
Of course, they wouldn't lie to you.
Let's go. We could go to Netflix right now and see top 10 movies in the country, and you would see movies that just happen to be available on Netflix.
But you see, that's the thing that throws me is that they'll have like three items that are like top new hot Netflix things. Then it'll be something like the third Minions movie for some reason.
Yeah, Benji or something.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
Like the hottest film in America.
Movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a Seinfeld movie.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk Alibaba when we come back.
I love Alibaba.
And when you pronounce that, remember, use your Chicago accent. Alibaba.
Biaba.
Alibaba is coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. But first, I want to tell you about something for real. Quince. Summer's always hot, but this year it seems especially brutal. That's why you need Quince. Quince has been my good go-to all summer long, and the fabrics feel elevated. The fits are clean, and everything just works. No need to overthink it. Quince has all the wardrobe staples for looking cool. I know socks aren't a big deal to most people, but they are to me. Yeah. I love their socks that I wear on the golf course. It's Quince. It's good stuff. Check it out. 100% European linen shorts and shirts, $34. Clean 100% Pima cotton tees with the softness that has to be felt to be believed. Rob was wearing his yesterday.
Gorgeous.
Their pants also hit that same balance. Relaxed and comfortable, but still polished enough to wear pretty much anywhere. Everything is priced 50 to 80% less than what you'd find with similar brands. Quince works directly with ethical factories and cuts out the middlemen, so you're getting premium materials without the markup. Go to hell, middleman. Hey, you have no power here. The power of Christ compels you.
Power of Quince compels you.
The Pima cotton t-shirts are so nice. Last week, Josh and Rob wore the same one on the same day.
Yeah, it's true.
It was a coincidence. But they both look great.
We did. Beautiful.
Refresh your every day with luxury that you'll actually use. Head to quince.com/TMOS for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/TMOS for free shipping and 365-day returns. Thank you, Quince. We appreciate that. quince.com/TMOS. Okay.
Love them.
Back to more stuff. This seems to be stuff Tuesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. But
Alibaba.
So I mentioned that I buy mid-priced watches.
Yeah.
That I can't get like the super collectible kind. But this one right here was on Baba Ali.
That looks great.
Yeah,
it's out of focus, but it's pretty.
That's an Orient watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it. It has a little bit of weight to it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it
as heavy as a top-of-the-line watch?
The Orient watch is like a poor man's Seiko, if you really want to know that is.
Okay, so it's a step
above
that.
But at the same time, they're good watches. They're solid watches. I think this is a knockoff.
It's a watch. Does it keep time well?
Let me see. It's 4:10. I've been 24 hours with it. Seems to be keeping perfect time. The watch itself has a couple of little flaws on them. If you'll notice,
I saw that there are 13 numbers on the face.
It is it's not the bezel. Well, I'll start with the bezel. The bezel. I'll turn the bezel and let you hear how it's supposed to click. All right.
Okay.
It is not perfecto. All right. It's a little too easy to spin, and the bezel on a regular one should have a little more resistance.
Do you think they ever, like, I know in the past TV companies were putting actual pieces of lead in their remote controls so they felt heavier, they felt more substantial.
Oh, there's do you think they weight the watch?
I don't think they weight the watch, but I will tell you then if you look at the band on my, it's got a little too much play, and even the inexpensive Orient line is a little better quality control with that.
But
then
you can swap the band out, right?
You could swap the band out. You could. However, what it comes down to is the crown. There is the crown.
Oh, it used to be my deal too.
There is the crown. All right.
Okay.
And the crown is, I'll see if I can get a better angle. The crown.
Is there some paint chips?
No, there's a little, that might be a sticker on it. Let me see if that's a sticker on it.
Sticker that says real.
That is a sticker. That is a sticker that I got to get my specs on. I took the little plastic off of it.
Okay.
All right. So
now, how much did you pay for this?
$56.
Okay. And it could be a real Orient watch.
The watch itself, I'm trying to see right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want
it to be real. I do.
I believe that the crown appears to be too small for the crown guard.
Okay.
I think it's smaller than a regular one. I think the regular one has a better fit. There seems to be a lot of space.
That's a crown from a lady's watch.
So you think this is a knockoff and not one that just fell off the line?
No, right. I think it's a knockoff. I think it's a fake Orient watch.
Could you go to a jeweler or a watch store in the States?
Probably not.
To buy an Orient brand watch, I'm saying.
Probably not.
So that's exclusively online.
I think that it would be, if I did that, it's not a valuable enough watch where they would give two shits about it. And so what a brilliant idea. You fake a cheap one. And then when you fake a cheap one that you would pay $295 for, and you say, $295, it's cheap in the world of watches.
That is,
all right? But you look at this, and then you say to yourself, oh, hey, I'm going to get a really good, and then it really isn't quite, time? It's keeping, they movements all make time now.
It's
so that's
the same
it.
With my knockoff jerseys. It looks great. If you put them side by side and really compare the stitching, you can tell.
It's not. And I think that's all the crap that you get on these websites.
The knockoff microphones, they look exactly right, and they sound okay, but if you compare them with the genuine model, it's not. The thing that troubles me as a non-watch enthusiast, just looking at what you're presenting, is that weird fit on the band. That should be the easiest thing to copy, a band that fits. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I also didn't match the links perfectly. I can fix that myself. But at the same time, this piece right here, it's the clasp.
Yeah.
Super cheap. I mean, beyond cheap. Like the cheaper than cheap.
Well, it,
hardly
it
metal at all, you know?
For them to put the cheapest band possible on there.
That's what they put on there.
But if you go on, I know for like on Amazon, which you can access through our website, which is great.
You might Orient watch on Amazon.
But you can get a really nice metal watch band for $15. I mean, they're not prohibitive to get a nice one.
Yeah. I think right now, I would say caveat emptor, as usual. I'm not telling anybody anything that's, world-beating knowledge here. It's just something that, Rube McRubahan over here decided that, hey, I'll get... And the advertisements that they, I think, pilfered directly from the company.
Of course.
Kind of got me thinking that maybe it was true.
And you just got the one of them?
They accidentally sent me two.
That makes me almost know they're fake.
And same color?
Same color and just a little different play with the bezel on one. Well, so that tells me there's no quality.
One control. Turned his skin green, the other gave him a rash. Other than that, they're identical.
We turned one.
Maybe I'll get a little 50
Josh, thinking like a spiwak.
Keep it right. Then you keep the free one.
Yeah.
I think these companies, you don't even have to send it back. I think there's so
sometimes
much that's out there.
That's the winning. If you can get that happen when they just say, oh, you got us. Here's your money. Yeah.
Yeah. So a little bit of a bummer. There might be something out there that's doing it. I think there are a lot of people online that, use movements. And when I say movements, that's the mechanics that are in a mechanical watch, an automatic watch. And those, those are in many cases Seiko watches. And, but as far as that, you can do a fake of a knockoff anyway, which is kind of a knockoff anyway. So
when you have a satisfying movement, Mike, does it help?
Yeah. It was a little rough on the cruise ship. Pretty small hole. We'll take a quick break. Do you have some beautiful video for us today?
I do. I want to pick your mind as far as drumming goes.
Okay, very good. We will do that when we come back and look at Rob's video. But I want to remind you that your favorite podcast just got even smarter. Forget your troubles and get all appy with the all-new TMOS app. We were talking about it before, and we're talking about it again. The future is now. The brand-new Mike O'Mara Show app puts TMOS right in your pocket. Watch the show, listen on the go, catch every episode, and never, ever miss the laughs, the arguments, or the hot dysfunctional action. We put the fun in dysfunctional.
We do.
Did you want to say we put the fun in dysfunctional?
Did I misspell it? Did I say dysfunctional?
You said we put the fun in dysfunctional.
You know, that's actually funnier.
Funnier.
Yeah, let's leave it. Yeah, it was not on purpose.
Let's leave it. Let's go ahead and leave it. Good idea.
Well, no, I'm saying in moving forward. That's what's known as happenstance, Mike. It sometimes works out.
Yeah. Bob's your uncle. It's faster, easier, and loaded with everything a TMOS fan could want. Audio, video, the bonus shows, endless episodes on TMOS Radio, plus TMOS History that allows you to relive your podcast past by exploring our archive from day one. There's even a few Easter eggs sprinkled in there. Nice. Download the new Mike O'Mara Show app today. It's free and available at the Apple App Store, because the only thing better than having TMOS is having TMOS with you everywhere, and it's a great app. I could not be more proud of Josh doing this. Good job. Hit the music, Slim. Here we go. Go,
hey,
go.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
You know, you were talking about Alibaba, but I know some people still use Temu. This made me laugh. It says, I bought my Rottweiler on Temu.
That's cute. I like that.
Give me my money.
He's literally, it's a dog the size of a rat. So,
But by the way, Rob is not doing that because he thinks you're too stupid to enjoy the joke if you're watching it. Yeah. He's doing that for the audio people. That's what he is.
And for the people that check us out on YouTube that are blind as well.
That for the sighted people.
Exactly. Nice. Mike, I've seen a lot of Elvis impersonators. I have my favorites. This guy has really sort of changed the bar, I think. I don't know if he's touring or not. His name is Nelson Mendez. And you can, if you can capture the musicality and the charisma of the king, there's no stopping you.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
There he is.
Crying all the time.
It's called meter, Mike.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Try to figure out the house.
Crying all the time.
Is he living in an attic, bro?
You ain't
maybe?
Never caught a rabbit, I think so. And you ain't no friend of mine.
Whoa, watch
when
out.
Place that you was high class. Yeah, that was just a lot.
I'm worried about those buttons on that shirt.
I know. But he is dressed up.
He is dressed up.
He really
not
is.
Not Elvis fancy, but a little fancy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So speaking of Elvis, I've been following this guy on, I believe it's Instagram. His name is Trent Owen. And he drums for one of the best Elvis impersonators, a guy named Cote Denoth. And he also plays in a punk band. I think he does a lot of drumming. But he posted a video of him drumming like Elvis's drummer, Ronnie Tutt, when Elvis used to come out on stage. That very familiar drum roll into the da-da-da. You never got a chance to really watch Ronnie Tutt do it. I want you to watch this guy, and he's copying his style and the sound almost perfectly because he's drumming to a track. Is this guy a good drummer, or is it just showbiz and fancy licks? Because you're a drummer. I want your opinion on that.
He actually had a brother that drummed for Cher for, I think, 15 years. Was
really?
Touring with Cher. Yeah, Ronnie Tutt.
I don't know why it's...
This is not I'm only sorry. Merchandise Tuesday, it's Shock Jock Tuesday. I hope you're enjoying it. But, Mike, take a look at this guy, because he really does capture the sound. I want to know if this is style or if this is skill.
Okay. It's skill.
Is that impressive as a drummer?
No, but it's not. How do I say it? I mean, it's a very, very simple, straightforward lick.
Okay.
Even with the roll at the beginning, the single note roll at the beginning, it's still a great. It doesn't have to be so fast that you can't even capture it on film. How do I want to put this? I'm having trouble finding the words for it. It's fast. It's fast paced, but it's a great lick. It's a simple lick, though. It's not like Buddy Rich stuff.
I think when that movie Epic came out, Elvis Presley in concert, and they really broke down all of his performances, live recording. Elvis's live recording, multi-track, and you can start to hear the instruments more, because obviously, when people bought an Elvis album, they wanted to hear Elvis. Mm-hmm. And so now you can hear more of the band. Here's a little more of this guy. I just want to know if you continue to be impressed with him or not. This is a montage of him drumming along with more Elvis stuff. I thought it was pretty cool.
All right.
What's that? Go ahead.
He's a very sound drummer.
Yeah.
But he's not, you know, if you want to look at a guy that is a virtuoso.
Right.
And our friend, Mr. Fred Vigdor, has had the pleasure of playing with him. The man's name, and he's known in drum circles, I believe the best working drummer today, Dave Weckl.
Okay.
And Dave Weckl is otherworldly. And
all right.
Dave Weckl's getting old now. I mean, it's just like everybody gets old. It drives me nuts. But Dave Weckl, Josh, we have enough time. See if you can find Dave Weckl, Weckyl. I believe that's the pronunciation of it. Our friend who was in the Average White Band, Mr. Fred Vigdor, has played with Dave Weckl. He has played a cover of Higher Ground about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
That is, if you put in Dave Weckl Higher Ground, have I played that on the show yet?
We've touched on it, but I think it fits in well here.
Dave Weckl has also done, I don't know the song. If I knew it, I'd be able to play it for you right away. Josh would be able to find it right away, but I don't know. He does a Buddy Rich cover, and so many drummers after Buddy Rich died tried to emulate him, simulate the way he played. The only guy that gets close is Weckl. Because Weckl is just so technically perfect. Mm-hmm. That's what he is.
Here he is.
Okay,
oh, great.
This is Dave Weckl, and this is it. All right. This is, I think, a seven-year-old. And this is a seven-year-old. Oh, it is an older video because Weckl is. Two drummers on this one, so probably not the best.
Is he the white guy or the African American guy?
He is the white guy. He's the white guy. Keep on lying. And it's just, you know. So that's the guy if you want to look for him. This is not the right video I'll bring in the video tomorrow of Weckl playing a clip from you. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Humor me here, please.
Yeah.
You got to try. It's Dave Weckl. You got to try. It's a short clip, and it was, I think, on his European tour from last month when he was playing You Got to Try. It's a Buddy Rich chart that he does. Dave Weckl, You Got to Try, and it's alive. It's in front of a live audience, and he does it. The only reason I want to share this with Rob is Rob knows how much I love Buddy Rich.
Yeah.
And this, to me, I remember watching this and saying, he did this better than Buddy did it.
This is with a big band?
With a big band. The Upsala big band, I believe.
Okay, now I'm dying to see this.
I am downloading it right now.
Question before we do that.
I'm sorry, I know we're getting into the weeds and nerds for drumming.
Just while we wait, I have a question. Do you see a difference between like a real great slot drummer that can do sessions and live stuff and do exactly what you need versus an impresario like Buddy Rich? Are they two different
people? Buddy Rich is in his own level. You get working drummers like your guy with Elvis, the Elvis
Ronnie
impersonator, who's just straight ahead good drummer.
Okay.
Keeps great meter, not doing anything crazy. Then you get Weckl, who is as close to anybody living that plays Buddy Rich, who was the greatest of all time.
Elvis's drummer also toured with Roy Orbison. He was on that Black and White Night. He did John Denver for years. He could play anything.
Straight ahead. Straight ahead, good, but nothing crazy. This is Weckl. It's a very brief clip. Effortless. So good. Beyond good.
If you had told me that was Buddy Rich and just played me the audio, I'd buy it.
Yes. Yeah. Man, that's it. Thank you so much, guys, for humoring me. Go ahead, Rob. I stepped all over your
thing. Two nerd questions, though.
Yes.
Is his kit like Buddy's, or is it different?
Okay. It's much more involved. Much more closer to... He's a hybrid between Buddy Rich and Neil Peart. That's what Weckl is.
And after that performance, did he yell at his band?
Thank you. Thank all you for the buddies and assholes.
Well, he was. I mean, he was a bigger asshole than he was a great drummer.
But yes, he was.
Both very notable. Close with this. I know that many of our listeners are no longer dealing with pimples, zits, and acne, but I think we know that hygiene is important when you're battling those craters on your face. And who knows more about hygiene, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Then Wolfman Jack.
Oh, no.
Hey, it's Wolfman Jack. Hey, that kid Lizzie makes me dizzy.
Hey, Wolfman, are you giving straight scoop on cleanses and Clearasil?
You know it. Cleanses for cleaning and Clearasil with pimple popper. Righteous, because Clearasil not only dries up and helps heal acne pimples, it stops up excess skin oil up to 6 hours worth. So lay Clearasil on them pimples and that oil that comes with them.
Hey, thanks, Wolfman.
Clear still good for your
hide, Clyde. There goes Wolfman.
I think Wolfman looks like a pimple.
Oh, my God. Wolfman
I don't
Jack.
Think that beard was dyed.
You know what? You know, some have compared modern disc jockeys to carnies, and I think Wolfman Jack cements that. Yes, my profession, my chosen profession.
And be proud, Mike. Be very proud.
Very, very proud. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Don't forget, everybody, go to the App Store. Get the app.
It's free.
Do it today. Put it on your phone. Listen. See all the features. Watch. Listen. Enjoy. The app is, well, there's only one word I use when I'm really excited about something. It's the second time I've done it in today's show. It's tits.
Yeah,
it
thanks,
really
Mike.
Is. That's it.
It's well, flying off the shelf.
I'm just like Wolfman. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak. Yeah, there you go, baby. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You must have been the class clown. And I say, no, I wasn't. But I sat beside the class clown and I studied him.
Sunflower seeds!
I commandeer this stolen money by order of the Peaky Blinders.